Muzakara is for both sides, not only I have to speak.
The fellow who can contribute, we all can share, contribute. So, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. الله تبارك وتعالى says in the Quran Sharif, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون. That كونوا أمر صيغة, and أمر is from مضارع, and مضارع is continuity. So all the time you have to be ربانيين. Rabbani, isme mansub, jama sigha, isme mansub. Jaise Baghdadi yun, Baghdad wale, Shafi'i yun, Shafi mazhab se taluk rakhne wale. To Rabbani, jo tools huwa connected with Allah, wa Allah wala. What we say in our language, buzuk, Allah wala. There is no any special terminology, there is Quran terminology. In Urdu, Allah wala, buzuk. That is Rabbani. Quran Sharif calls them Rabbani, people of Allah. So Allah commands us to become Rabbani. And who is Allah commanding by siyaq, sibaq of the ayat? We see it is bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab, on the basis that you people have learned the kitab. And that you have learned the kitab. So the object of learning the kitab, and in this instance, the Quran Sharif, otherwise this ayat is referring to Bani Israel directly, Torah, Injil, which heavenly scriptures that you have been learning. وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ, and your dars and tadris, what you have been doing. So your ta'alim and your ta'allum, your dars and tadris, the object of it is to become Rabbani. So the journey, when a person sets out to learn Deen, when he starts from the beginning, he starts Alif Ba Ta Ta. That is the beginning of his journey. And then he carries on Nazra. Then he learns some Aqal, history, Sirat, whatever. Then he goes to a Darul Uloom. He becomes Hafiz, he becomes Qari, he becomes an Alim. And a work does not finish with Dora Hadith. Normally we take it, you finish Dora Hadith, now Farigh. Madrasa people also say you have become Farigh. The student himself also say, "Me farigh ho gaya. I'm now finished. I'm completed." But Quran doesn't say you are still finished. And this is from another ayat al Quran, "Yufassiru ba'duha ba'dha." That Ibrahim Ali Salatu Wasalam, Khalilullah, what is maqam? We don't have to go in, but we can just refresh it in our minds. What is the maqam of Ibrahim Ali Salatu Wasalam? And not only Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam being Khalilullah, but Ta'mir al-Kaaba, he built Kaaba Sharif. Ummul Masajid. All the other Masajid, Banatul Kaaba, other daughters of Kaaba Sharif. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built Kaaba Sharif. Wa idh yarfa'u Ibrahimu al-Qawa'id min al-Bayti, and wa Ismail. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was his helper in this. Anyway, when he completed this great mission of building Kaaba Sharif, what a great accomplishment. Yet today, in our time, in our country, so far from Makkah, Medina, Sharif, if anyone builds a masjid, everyone praises him, mashallah, you build a masjid. And he himself also feels happy, and rightly so, to build a masjid, the house of Allah Ta'ala. And especially if you build it yourself, or with your own hands, which today is practically an impossibility. You might have all the money, but with your own hands you're going to build the masjid. Or that with your own hands you're going to build, but you're not going to ask anyone for money. Today that is also an impossibility. Where in today's time, masjid, you're not talking less than 10 million. Yeah, in our country, anyone, masjid, it's 8 million, 10 million, 12 million, big amounts we are talking about. So Ibrahim alayhi salam built a masjid with his own bare hands. And he didn't make no chanda from anyone. What? And which masjid? Baytullah Sharif, Kaaba Sharif he built. So when he had built it, then he, Allah Ta'ala naturally was very happy that you build my house where I will be worshipped solely. And the crux of the whole of deen is nothing else but tawheed. For the tawheed, the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built Kaaba Sharif. So Allah said, Ibrahim, ask, now ask me, you made me happy, let me make you happy, ask, what do you want? And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu Akbar, what ferocity in his dua, what depth in his dua, what a dua he made also. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum. That now, O Allah, ta'mir is made, but the makan is made in necessity of makin. Now the one who will occupy, like you build a house, now you need the people to come and stay. You build a shop, now the business must carry on. You build a factory, now production must carry on. All, so the house is built, but the work of the house must take place now. And for that, you need a rajul. And these are not only rajul, but rijal. And such rijal, لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله ويقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. Such rijal. Now you need such a man to come in to start working in the spiritual factory. The factory of Allah Ta'ala, the biggest factory, Kaaba Sharif. From where not material things will be made, but from where man will be produced. And that is really the work of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and they produce them. Sayyidina Abu Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his man Khulafai Rashidin, all the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and all the rijal which have come, great, great fuqaha, great, great ulama, muhaddithin, sufiya, until today, mashallah, great, great. It was all in the sadqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these people are being produced, and that's the work of the Kaaba Sharif. So the work, the factory, spiritual factory has been built, the structure is up. But now the actual work is now must take place. So send a Rasul. Rasulam minhum, from amongst them. My dua is, my darkhast is, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must come from the Quraysh, from the people of Makkah Sharif. And then Allah Ta'ala himself made, in this dua, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam made the nisab, the syllabus of Nabuwat. Nabuwat also got a syllabus. Like we have a primary madrasa, we got a syllabus. We got a darulum, we got a syllabus. Any educational institution got a syllabus. So Ibrahim alayhi salam made the syllabus of Nabuwat. And what was the syllabus? Yet the first part of the syllabus, yatlu alayhim ayatika. That the tilawat of the ayat of Quran Sharif. And tilawat is mustalzam of ta'aleem. Without learning, you can't make tilawat. You have to learn from your alif ba'ta'ata, correction of makharij, of tajweed, all that you have to do, then you can make tilawat. And the Quran Sharif is that miraculous kitab that changes the hearts of people. Just little bit in between, when Sheikh, when Abdul Jamal Nasser, when he was president of Egypt, on one occasion, he asked Sheikh Abdul Basit, rahimahullah, to accompany him to where? To Russia. And where? Atheist. He was also surprised, as if I'm going to a Muslim country, there's my work, what is my work in an atheist country? Then in the parliament, when they were going to have the meeting, so Abdul Jamal Nasser, he requested that he must recite Quran Sharif. When he recited, the tears started flowing from the atheist eyes, who didn't understand Arabic, and who are atheists, who don't believe in Quran, who don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, but the Quran Sharif, تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And Quran Sharif's karamat in the Quran Sharif, سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالِ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. There is no doubt the power of the Quran Sharif. So the first thing is still out of Quran, and it has got tremendous effect. One of our students who completed, he's from New Zealand, he's here. And one problem which he encounters there, that he works mostly with the Fijians. And the Fijians have got this attitude, which was our old people's attitude, and which was the Muslims' attitude of the world, that only Quran the children must learn. Maktab Ta'aleem is only to read Quran. And in fact, which is not right, that no matter what your tajweed, makharij is, but once you have made one khatam of Quran Sharif, your Ta'aleem Maktab Quran is complete. But that has got reality in it. As soon as a person, I'm drifting off a little bit, but inshallah, whatever time permits, see if we have to understand this year also, understand it like when a child is born, Muslim child. The command is, and what we do, sunnat, adhan in the right ear, iqamah, takbir in the left ear. If we have to think with our logic and our thinking, it's a futile action. What the child, even if he's an Arab child, he's not going to understand. He's just born still. He doesn't know Arabic stuff. And if he's a Gujarati child, Mehman child, Bharuchi child, or anyone else, African child, what is he going to understand adhan? But why? Fa'ilul Hakim la yakhlu anil hikmah. Allah has commanded, وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us is from wahi. Wahi matlu or wahi ghair matlu. But it is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So why did Allah command us? The answer of it is in the dua after azan. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. That this is da'wati tamma, azan and iqama. So that child that has just been born, who doesn't know Arabic, even if he's not an Arab, he's got no idea, but that adhan is da'wat-e-tamma for the child. And ulama, buzurgs have written, a child in whose adhan were the first thing, today, again I'm drifting more further, but today the child birth, normally they say maternity homes, hospitals, they have soft music there to soothe the nerves of the mother who is giving birth. Actually, that venom, that poison is being put into that mother, into that child. As soon as the child is born, and today most of the delivering women, non-Muslims, and with all their bakwas, all their language, what they talk, etc., and non-Muslims, their language is such, like a mechanic, for example, he is working on his car and something is not coming right, or he can't find his spanner, he'll swear the mother of the spanner. And the very private part of the poor mother and how he will swear that spanner or the thing what is not coming right. So people like this delivering the child, what's going in the child? And Christian, Roman Christians still today say that give us a child from the time it's born till the age of 5 and we guarantee the child will die as a Christian. And those are the most important years of the child, which we know today. Once we were traveling in Malawi, and that was the first time I see, now it's universal, but the first time I saw it on the side of the road, a notice, Montessori, from the age of naught. That means the child, just be born and hand the child over to them. And today we also, our children at home, the mother hasn't got time, she has to go to work. And also we should take a lesson, if our wives are alimas, they have to go teach, that is more important. They haven't got time for the children. Children are left to the maids. And whatever they are putting in, and the most crucial age of a person is 0 to 5. So that is the time, really the mother must give, a bu'mina mother, Muslima mother must give a full attention to her child. If you want results, it's not afterwards, after when he becomes a maulana, and then results come from there. We all know the foundation. It's not afterwards you put up beautiful all extras on the building and make it look beautiful and add it to its value. The foundation is the most important. If the foundation is not right, all those extras and that will just fall apart. So anyway, so the Quran Sharif that is being, that the children learn Quran Sharif, that is the most important. And that is like kal naqsh fi al-hajar, and that will become solid. Even with, and the miracle of the Quran, even without understanding, it's got its effect. And with understanding, what to say, then it's nurun ala nur. So that was the first work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tilawat. And our makatib, and those who are running makatib, the people who are organizing, the people who are donating, the ustads who are teaching, it's no small job, it's one of the greatest jobs. Some people, in their little ignorance, they say, we are doing the work of Nabuwat, you people are doing the work of ulama when you are teaching. Or you are doing the work of Sufis if you're running a khanka, and we are doing work of Nabuwat. But this is the first work of the greatest Nabi, Tilawat al-Quran, which is Makatib. Maulana Manzoor Nu'mani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Makkah Sharif, he established and ran six makatib, madrasas, the most famous of which is Dar-e Arqam, by the barakat of which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu got his Islam. And 9 madrasas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established and ran in Medina Sharif. And the most famous of them is Suffa. And so much so, Maulana Manzoor Nu'mani rahmatullah alayhi has written, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bazat-e-nafis, himself personally taught also. And one occasion, just like in our Darul Ulooms today, if a ustad if to go for some work somewhere, he takes permission. He writes a darkhast, permission, I asking leave for to go. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go for one jihad expedition. He took permission from the madrasa. He went, he partook, he came back, he was teaching Surah Nur. And where he left off, he carried on teaching also. And if we study hadith, we studied it when we were in madrasa. After that, perhaps we never touched Bukhari Sharif. At the most, perhaps we just looked at it, we got it nicely placed. And as Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that we don't want the pattern to be upset also, because the name on the end of the jild is written such a way, if you take out one jild, then it all upset everything. So perhaps we just look at it. In fact, one friend of ours who is here with us, we studied together also when we came back, and Allah gave Tawfiq to start the Darul Uloom. He had bought 3 trunks of kitabs those days. And he sent those 3 trunks, and the keys were lost. He never opened those trunks. Since he came, how many years must have passed? He didn't even open the trunks. Forget touching the kitabs. So this is our condition with kitabs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi, if we study hadith properly now, go back and study. Why do we study just to finish Dora? Just to pass the exam. But now go and study. And the most benefit is for the one who teaches. But teach also, learn how to teach also. That is also very important. Then we will be shocked to see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his, how many hadith you will come, he had given what we say that the Shaykh gives khilafat to his murid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had majalis taking place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally went and oversaw these majalis. And then the discussions that were taking place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took part in those discussions. Many you will find clearly. And the greatest way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught deen, when study the hadith again, you will see, kunna jalasna ma rasulillah, kunna safarna ma rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is where deen was taught. That they were sitting majlis, the most, that kunna fi majlis rasulillah sallallahu. You'll find that common in the hadith. But when we studied those things we did, we were worried of the masala of rafi yadain, or we were worried of the masala of amin bil jahar. And these things we didn't notice in the hadith also. It didn't come to our mind. And you need an ustad to point it out. The students don't pick it up. The ustad has to point it out, that look at the mizaj of, for example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to one family. This is also a thing which is gone out. For the sake of deen, our old ulama head is going to visit, house visiting. Today doctors also don't do house calls. Ulama also don't do house calls anymore. But house calls are very valuable. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there. There was a little child. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took some water from the bucket, put in his mouth. And like you spit water, like today you sprinkle on somebody's face. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his mouth spit on that little. So this, how lot of love comes. How that person enjoys it. This little personal contact. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this personal contact. Today, unfortunately, in our Darul Ulooms, our ustads don't have that personal contact with the students. And now it's gone so much more. Forget, alright, your students sit in front of you. Now online alim course. Now what is the student going to benefit from his ustad? Or you have a course where it's a lecture, like a university. Ustad comes and he gives a lecture. And students are in their world. Islam came from, ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. Ye seena bas seena aati hai. And it comes from heart to heart. Na kitabo se, na waazo se, na zar se paida. Deen hota hai, buzurgo ki nazar se. Deen, knowledge of deen you get from kitabs. Knowledge of deen you can get on internet. Knowledge, but deen, knowledge of deen, muzaf-muzaf-ili, ilmuddin, and muzaf-muzaf-ili got mughayarat in it, it's not the same thing. And the actual object is the muzaf-ili, not the muzaf. Ilmuddin, ilm is muzaf, deen is muzaf-ili, that is the actual object. But without muzaf, you won't get to muzaf-ili. Even the ilm, Then it will be khurafat, bid'at, rusumat, all your own mental conjecture you will make and you will call this deen. Just last night, small children showed me a clip of Ahle Bid'at, Barilwis, and the Zikr Majlis. Oh, what a Majlis, how they jumping and how they dancing and running, and that is deen now. And they are very, very pious, they are busy in Zikrullah. And all this is carrying on. So without ilm, you'll never get true deen. You need ilm. But the object, you don't stop at ilm. When a student gets fariq, he's gone, finished fariq. But he hasn't got deen, he's got knowledge of deen. Deen will come, sina basina. And these words, this, na kitabu se na wazu se, if some old-fashioned conservative maulana said it, we'll say, well, what else is maulana going to say? That is his job to say such things. These are the words of Judge Akbar Allahabad. He was a judge of the High Court in India, in Allahabad, when the British were ruling. These are his words. Na kitabu se, na wazu se, nazar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. Just like Maulana Ismail Abdul Razak, rahimahullah, alim, we all know him, but he was a very liberal alim. He wasn't that conservative, old-fashioned alim. And he stayed 15 years in Azhar. And alhamdulillah, my habit, that whichever town I go to, I try and meet the ulama, I should meet him regularly in Ladysmith. And 6 months before he passed away also, I had Safar there, I met him. And there what he told me, that Maulana, see, I stayed 15 years in Azhar. And Maulana had style in everything, hosting also, he had a style of hosting also. So he told me that in that 15 years I stayed, I met the top ulama of Azhar, naturally, of Saudi, of Jordan, of Syria, all the Arab countries, all the Muslim countries, they come, Azhar is a markaz, all the ulama come there. He says, but what I found, Maulana, I'm telling you, wallah, what I found in our ulama of Dioban, uska ushre ashir, a percentage, a fraction is also not in the Arab ulama. And what further he told me, he says, not only as far as taqwa is concerned, normally we are take that our ulama got lot taqwa, Arab ulama got lot ilm. Maulana Abdul Ismail Abdul Razak told me personally, no rawi in between. He said that even in ilm, what ilm our ulama have got, and this was 6 months before he passed away. So anyway, so the first thing was this, the makatib, what is the work, kari nabuwat, work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next thing, wa yu'allimuhum al-kitab wal-hikmah. There was tilawat al-kitab, yais ta'aleem al-kitab wal-hikmah. And hikmah, the hadith sharif, that hadith is referred to as hikmah. So ta'aleem of Quran and hadith. I always had in my mind one question, that why isn't our final year in our Darul Ulum's Dora-e Tafsir? Quran is the biggest kitab. The final year must be Dora-e Tafsir, not Dora-e Hadith. But why is it Dora-e Hadith? And the answer I got in this ayat, that Allah says, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ first, tarjuma, tafsir, bedawi, everything. Well, hikmah right at the end. Hadith will come, right to Dora-e Hadith, right at the end. And there's more detail, how our ulama teach hadith compared to the Arab ulama. Great difference. Our basis of teaching hadith is fiqh, our whole, and to teach deen and masail, whereas they have a different approach. Anyway, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ. So whoever is engaged in Darul Ulum, they are doing qari nabuwat, work of Nabi alayhi salatu. And the barakat of this is such that for the people of Suffa, said in Suffa, and affairs went in the whole world. Till today, yeah, in South Africa, otherwise India, we are still acquainted, especially in India, our little gams, whether it's Dabel, whether it's Tarkeshar, whether it's Randir, whether it's Taraj, our ustads sit there in one place. Perhaps they didn't even go out of the city, or perhaps not even out of the province, but the face is in America, the face is in Australia. Quietly they work. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example. He says we should work like a bed bug, not like a mosquito. A mosquito, before it attacks, also making zoom, zoom, zoom. Then a person takes out his doom and he makes doom, doom, doom. And the poor mosquito is dead, he didn't do anything. And a bed bug comes quietly, does all his work, finish. Then he's gone to base. Then you realize I have been attacked and I have been knocked out also. Now you realize it, but he's gone already. So quietly. So this is the way of working of our akabir and aslaf. Quietly, not a big noise. And see today how tremendously the enemies are trying to destroy our madaris. Because they know that is the basis of everything. And this they work quietly. So that is two work. And the ayat is not complete. Once when I went to Sri Lanka, there was one Maulana Ismail, he's still there. Ali, Tablighi Alim, teaching in the Markaz, and fully Tablighi man. But he was the only man that time, what I knew in the whole of Sri Lanka, who was doing tasawwuf work also. So he joined me to make translation for me. And one example Allah put in my heart, acha, about Maulana Ismail, which is quite delicious, quite tasty to know about him. He has got 25 children, 4 wives, and 15 are alim hafiz. And then I said, mashallah, Maulana, 15 children, 25 children, 21, 21, 15 alim hafiz, 4 wives. They say, this is nothing. There's another man, his master's up. And he has got 4 wives and 35 children. And 25 are alim hafiz. So I said, no wonder he's got his master's degree in this. Like one person in a census, they asked how many brothers, sisters, he said 18. Your father's occupation, this is his occupation. That's all his occupation. So anyway, so one example Allah put in my heart there when I was giving my bayans, is that if the hafiz of Quran is making tarawih, and he reads, رَبَّنَا وَبَعْثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ يُقْمَى وَالْكَمْ. That Hafiz sahab, Qari sahab, you left out, وَيُزَكِّهِمْ. Our Quran won't be complete. Our Tarawih won't be complete. So just like that, I said, if the Maulana also studied Maktab, and he studied Darul Uloom, and he came first in Dora Hadith, he came first in Ifta also, but he didn't do Tazkiyah, his work is not complete. Till you haven't complete. Allah says you have to reach Kunu Rabbaniyin. And all this, Bima Kuntum Tu'allimun Al-Kitab Wal-Hikmah Wabima Kuntum Tadrusun, all this is to reach there, to become Rabbani. And that is by Tazkiyah and Nafs. Ghair haq jab dil se jata hai. When everything besides Allah goes out of the heart, and the heart is only Allah, jab ghair haq dil se jata hai, to Khuda dil mein a jata hai. Allah comes into that heart. But then you don't have to, this glass, if it's just dirty outside, inside is 100% clean. Forget Zamzam, that's out of the question. Tap water we are not prepared to put in there. And we won't offer it. And if you offer somebody, he feels offended, you gave me in a dirty glass. So the heart that is dirty inside, how will Allah come into that heart? One friend of ours is in Islam, from India, very nice brother. He explains that he was a very good cricketer and he loved his cricket also. He's bad to Maulana Qamar al-Zamasa. So after quite a bit of contact, he asked Maulana that my cricket is my life, is my blood, if I do. And a very big, he said, if I should have carried on, he was a youngster at that time, 16, 17. If I had carried on, perhaps I should have represented India in cricket. Very good. So Maulana said, I'll tell you again. Later when Maulana told him, Maulana said, in whose heart there is sports, Allah doesn't come in that heart. One other thing that he told, he says that Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahman, where he had taluk now with Maulana Qamaru Zamasab as a young boy, 17, 18 young boy. So Maulana told him one day in Ramzan, see, about 9, 10 o'clock, whatever the time was, I'm going to bath, and I want you to come when I'm going to bath. And you use your razor and that to shave. You shave, young boy, doesn't keep a beard, so he said, you must bring that with also. When he brought it, then Maulana told him this story. Maulana told him that Sheikh Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, Qasim ul-Ulum wal-Khairat, he had a friend, some Chaudhry sir, also clean-shaven, and he should sit right in front of Maulana always. People told Maulana, tell him about the beard. He said, that's his matter with Allah. Don't interfere with that. Afterwards, again, people insist, Maulana, he comes always, he sits right by you, and your majlis all got beards, and that, and he said, that's mine and his matter, you people don't interfere. Then one day, the Chaudhry sahab invited him for Maulana, he invited Maulana for some function, a wedding, whatever it is. Maulana said, no problem, I'll come. And then, but when you come and fetch me, to go, then your razor, etc., what you use to shave your beard, you just bring that with you. Then when he came, Maulana said, we are friends, good friends. And the rights of friendship is that I must become like you, or you become like me. So you got your razor, shave my beard off. So we both are friends. We must be the same. Friends are birds of a feather. They flock together, they are together. That person made Tawbah immediately. And he realized and he changed his whole life. So Maulana told him, he realized also his lesson. Then Maulana told him, the clothes you are wearing, Western type clothes, is not right. He said, I haven't got other clothes. Maulana's son, Maulana Abdullah, is still there. He told Abdullah, give him one pair of kurta in there. So until today, mashallah, is well. So this is the duty of the ulama to make islah. To how we should think, not how many people I've taught, how many hafiz I made, how many ali, but how many people. The work of the anbiya was to make this. And islah from aqidah. Aqidah, correct the aqidah. The ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaq. And Islam is not only till there. Islam is khilafat must come in now. That is, if we can't speak of it, we are too frightened. We can't take the name jihad, we can't take the name khilafat, but in your heart, make dua for it. That is where our work will end, when the Islamic khilafat is established in the world. So anyway, so this is our work. Until we don't do tazkiyah, Allah doesn't come in the heart. And a nice example of this, which is a little humorous also, one person who needed an operation to be done. He went on the time, the fixed time, date to the hospital. Doctor now was going to operate on him, and he was very, very terrified and cabrified and full of tensed up, etc. Doctor asked him, why are you feeling like this, so nervous, so tensed? And then he said, doctor, first operation of my life. My young wife of 30 years, 3-4 young children, you're going to put chloroform, you're going to cut me. If I don't come back to life, what will happen? And my first operation, I haven't had another operation done. So the doctor, to console him, told him, my friend, don't be so excited and worried and tense. Your first operation, this is my first operation also. The poor person must have died there already. And if it's that doctor who didn't do housemanship, he got these distinctions, A's all in his theory, but he didn't do housemanship. So, wallah, when an alim gives Jummah bayan, when an alim makes namaz, alim meets musallis, he's making operation of them. And if we are doing the operation without having done housemanship, and unfortunately, the plight of the ummat is not the ummat, it's not the youngsters of today, it's not the temptations, the ulama are the plight of the ummat. That if the al-ulama milhul ard, wa idha fasad al-milh, ma yuslihul milh, or whatever it is. If the ulama are the salt of the earth, and if the salt is gone bad, now who's going to correct anything else? So, and that can come only when deen has come into us. Ilm of deen we have got. But deen itself has to come. And for this, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, whenever he should come on this subject, then he should mention Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, and Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. They said that all of them said at least spend 40 days in the company of some such person who your heart say this is Allah Wala, that he's got Allah in his heart, he's got connection with Allah Ta'ala. Spend 40 days with that niyat to get Allah, inshallah, your road will open. Like when we get sinned in Darul Ulum, doesn't mean you're an Allama. Maulana Hussein Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali should say the students who are getting fariq, جو یہ سمجھتا ہے کہ میں عالم ہو گیا, those who think that I've become an عالم, وہ عمر بھر جاہل رہے گا, whole life he will remain a جاہل. لیکن جو پڑھائے گا, those who will teach in front, انشاءاللہ وہ عالم بنے گا, he will become an عالم. When مولانا فخر الدین احمد صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ, استاد of بخاری شریف in دار العلوم, our استاد, when he had passed away, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, what a great alim. He said, Waqi wo alim te. Really, he was an alim. Really, Maulana Abdul Majid Nadeem, he came, he said, what are we alims? Alim to Imam Abu Hanifa. Alim to Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah. We hardly got a nisbat of ilm still. All right, people are calling us and people calling us all Maulana, we think really I'm Maulana. But we are still very far from it. And the reality of it to come, so just like till you don't stay in the company of people, and this is not anything difficult to understand, a small child will understand. A girl, if she studies on the internet in books how to make roti, and she goes and make a roti, that roti will have such design that no geometry got a name for it also. And the one side it will be like small children, when the mother is making roti, they make how the hands are dirty, where they make it, that roti is gone black already. And what design of that roti. And when they put it on the tawa, then one side it's burnt, one side it's raw. So if you want to learn on your own, you won't be able to make one roti also. But when she learns from her mother, her sister, her auntie, anyone, and she'll make such a roti that before you have your supper, you'll want to have little ghee and sugar on it, roll it, and hot ghee roti with sugar, and how you will enjoy it. Such a roti will be made. So all this requires... Acha. So darkhast ye hai. Really, we still got some time. Spend at least 40 days in some such Allah wala. If you are bayat to that same Allah wala, noorun ala noor. Otherwise, any Allah wala that your heart says, he's got Allah in his heart, make bayat to him. Or even if you don't make bayat, bayat is not a condition. But get Allah into yourself. And this will come, na kitabo se, nawazo se, nazar se paida deen hota hai, buzurgo ki na. Yak zamana ba sohbate awliya, behtar asad sala ta'at beliya. Little while in the company of such Allah wala. And Buzurg is not one who poos and roaks. Buzurg is a person who really got in his heart Allah Ta'ala. Buzurg is not who's making tahajjud and long nafil namazes. And big beards and big lukurtas and that. Buzurg is somebody who has got Allah in his heart. That ishq and the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is what is a Buzurg. So when you it's a little while in such a person's company, is better. Why is it better than 100 years of nafil ibadat? If we have some time, inshallah. Now tea is ready. Have something, inshallah. Subhanallah.